This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. If you consider yourself a connoisseur of fine beers, the good folks at Oregon State University are studying the flavor contribution of different varieties of barley. OSU barley breeder Pat Hayes says they'll be delving deeper into barley malts.
Down in that lower sort of spectrum of malts in there, there could be some flavor frontiers where a discerning beer drinker is going to go, wow, this pale just has something special about it.
Hayes says several breweries are deeply involved in the study, including a big local name.
We'll make a malt from Copeland, which is a very kind of the standard right now in the two-row spring malt industry. So there'll be four beers total, two rips of each. That's eight beers that Deschutes is going to make. And then those beers will be distributed to sensory panels at each of the seven breweries that are members of what we call the Flavor 7 Pack that have been supporting this research.
Those panelists will be the final word.
Assessing the potential flavor contributions in a research beer that is much closer to a production beer, and then those brewers with their experience can say, yeah, I can pick up that flavor difference, and I think that that's enough of a difference that I want to move one of these malts into one of my beers.
Collaborators include scientists from England, Canada, Scotland, Spain, and the U.S.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.